This is PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly here at the Mobile Entertainment Summit at the iHollywood Forum held at the Wilshire Grand Hotel in Los Angeles. And I'm joined today by Mike Brady. He is the Senior Director of Worldwide Mobile Solutions for Fast Search and Transfer. Mike, thanks for being on the podcast.
My pleasure.
First, tell me, what is Fast?
Fast is a search technology company. So we apply search technology to solve problems at some of the world's biggest companies around the globe, but as well as working with startups and different players in the media and mobile industry to apply search to grow their business.
And so I would figure, as we're talking about social networking in the mobile scene, that that is a rather huge component to making this whole technology function efficiently.
It is, and what we've seen on the web is that social networking is really driven through search. The traditional means of accessing content through directories or categorization doesn't work. So the use of things like folksonomy and tagging of content that enable the next generation search models are really what's driving the usability of these new sites.
How much money is involved in this whole social networking aspect of mobile content that we're talking about?
Difficult to say, but there's so many applications of social networking and social media. So to give you an example, a travel site would do well to introduce a social media aspect where users within that site could rank the hotels and their experiences. So they have a traditional business model, which is selling, you know, hotel services, but enhancing that service with aspects around social media make it that much stickier, that much better an application. So it's difficult to drive where the real value is. But at the same time, YouTube type services and other subscription, perhaps premium services, have huge opportunities to, you know, be in the multi-million. And then the one other piece that's certainly on everyone's mind around mobile and web is the advertising elements. So in social media, where you have a rich understanding of people's interests and profiles, being able to serve really relevant contextual advertising is a huge opportunity.
Isn't there a technology issue that these companies are going to have to face? That WAP versus HTML, sometimes they're not compatible, and if you're searching on a wireless device, you're not going to be able to perhaps get to the page that you want.
It's a stepping stone. So operators, content companies, anyone that wants to gain access to the mobile customer or have a multi-channel experience needs to recognize, okay, is it appropriate now to be offering HTML content with the recognition that less than 10% of the handsets in the market can use it? Using, again, search technology and saying, all right, Matt, we know your profile, but we also know what kind of handset you have. It will be able to limit providing you with HTML content if your handset's only suitable for WML.
Well, MySpace Mobile just debuted, so how is that, in a sense, setting the platform or the level for this technology?
Yeah, I think the MySpace Mobile would be interesting to see how the cross-platform interaction will be successful with Helio and what's going online. But that, of course, is what we refer to as kind of an idle experience, where people are looking for content that's interesting to them and using data services. So I think Helio is looking for it to drive adoption of their services, uptake from what's been hugely popular online to an experience on the mobile. I don't know that we can easily replicate that by saying a startup that does the same thing will have the same success as MySpace, because now that's a brand in itself.
And in terms of search, to me it just seems to be really the engine that's going to drive this whole technology. Because if I'm online with my cell phone, I'm not going to want to spend, you know, tons of time searching through irrelevant links.
That's right. And so there's a couple of pieces to that. Just on the kind of the business side, it's easy to think of search as just putting in some terms and getting back the things that are relevant to you. That's going to be hugely important on the handset, because you only want content that applies to you. But if you turn it the other way and think about the ability to search to understand your particular interests and actually push content to you. So they're going to be able to say, Matt, you know, I recognize that you made some communications in the past with people that have an affinity for chess as well as an interest in hip-hop music. Maybe they can start pushing out content that's related to that.
So how is Fast addressing this?
What Fast is a white label provider of search technology, as I had said, to kick off the discussion. And what we do is help companies understand that really making those connections and understanding their personal profiles is based on the metadata behind the content. So being able to ingest, let's say, a certain set of profile information as well as your user behavior, as well as how you've navigated on the portal, and make an assumption that says, hey, I know that Matt is a chess fan, and I know he also likes hip-hop music, and I know he's from LA, and I know these certain things about him. And as a result, being able to search against the other billions of pieces of content out there and make the connection. The reason search technology is the critical component is because other types of simple database-driven types of technology cannot scale to the level of what FAST provides. The simplest and easiest way to gain access to content is through search. What we're going to be seeing is very intriguing models of how search technology is applied to push content to users, help them to discover things that they didn't realize were on decks of these operators already. So new pieces of content, new ringtones, communities of interest to them. And whether it be the operators or the media companies or the existing search companies such as ourselves that are able to kind of create this killer environment, thinking of it as a killer environment where you can ingest all sorts of content rather than a simple application is where I think it's going. So it'll be a holistic experience. When we flip on the phone, we're going to have content there that we know is of interest to us. If we want to find something specifically, we'll search for it, whether it's local content, whether it's images, videos, really the whole kind of gamut of everything that's out there. And it's the way you tag and build your search index that will enable the best user experience on the front end. So there's work on the back end in creating the search index that's going to be best for our customers, and then it enables the ideal user experience on the front end.
Is there anything final you want to say about FAST?
What I do want to say to everyone is that if you're a business manager and you're not embracing search as a core application within your business, you're probably missing an opportunity to really differentiate yourself. And you should take a look at how search can be applied to not only grow your business, but really understand your consumers, which is the ultimate goal, I think, in this space right now. You need to think about online, complementing mobile, complementing the future generation or future rollouts into media set-top boxes and that type of thing. And so as that complexity grows, search is also going to play a key role because it'll allow, as we talked about, HTML and WML. Well, what does that mean to the set-top box? What does it mean to online? How do you create a holistic experience so that your consumer will think of Verizon as the home for its digital lifestyle? Because Comcast is going to be competing for that same spot, as well as MTV. So those major players in the value chain are all thinking about how to compete in this market.
Michael Brady, he is Senior Director of Worldwide Mobile Solutions for FAST. FAST Search and Transfer. You're based in Norway, and we're here in Los Angeles for PodTech News. I'm Matt Kelly.